Oh, what a day. Darling, I am completely knackered. I mean, utterly knackered. This was not my dream wedding day. Not by a long shot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm married to you, so. It is kind of my dream day. But it didn't quite go how I pictured it. Not at all. And my dress is ruined. I mean, I will never, ever get these stains out. That's such a pity. But it's okay. It's okay. I mean, we're together now. We're married. That makes everything just fade into the background. Well, it doesn't. I mean, it's my wedding day. It's meant to be perfect, and it wasn't. And to be fair, you didn't exactly help with that, did you? I mean, really? Really? Marrying someone else? That was a little bit shitty. I mean, I get it. Wedding day nerves. I understand it. It's just didn't make it easy for me. Did not make it easy at all. And it was kind of cool. Not to me, to her. I mean, I love you with all my heart, but you are a little bit of a dick for that. I mean, I do get it, I do. Sometimes pranks get out of hand. Sometimes roommates burn to death and. What? Oh no, I get it. You were just being playful, trying to make me jealous, having a girlfriend, and then. Really trying to make me jealous by having a fiance, but actually marrying her? What were you thinking? You are lucky that you are cute. And you are really cute. We both know that I would forgive you anything. But on our wedding day, you are going to have to make this up to me. I love you so much, and you've made me the happiest woman alive. What? Is she still alive? Who? Oh, her. Of course she is. I said I wouldn't kill her if you married me, and you did, so of course she's still alive. Darling, I always keep my promises. You know that about me. When I promise to love you forever, you know that's a promise that I'm going to keep. When I promise to let no one come between us, that's a promise I'm definitely going to keep. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about anything. I know today has been stressful. I mean, you must have been panicking. You looked nervous when she was walking up the aisle. You looked so nervous, which was completely understandable because your prank was really not working out for you. She looked so happy. She looked beautiful. You know, beautiful in that way that only cunts can look. I'm sorry, you don't like that word, do you? Beautiful in that way that only demons from hell with no soul can look. Better. Yeah, that's better. I almost feel bad for her. Almost. I mean, did you see that dress? Did you see that bouquet? So boring, so underwhelming. I mean, it was meant to be her wedding day. You would think she'd make an effort. And I mean, it was going to take a big effort to make that presentable. Sorry, I'm being bitchy. I was jealous. I admit it. I was so fucking jealous. But that's what you wanted. That is why you did this whole over-the-top prank, isn't it? To make me jealous. Your girlfriend, your fiancé, your bride. You are very, very troublesome. But I love you. But, oh, that dress. What was she thinking? I bet it was the first dress she tried on. Oh, I know it was. I mean, wow. Now I went to a lot of effort. I've tried on thousands of dresses. So much effort. Because I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted to make an effort. Because that is what a bride does on her wedding day. I mean, I've proved that. I went to a lot of effort today. And what did I get for my troubles? An utterly ruined wedding dress. I mean, look at it. It's burnt. There's blood. That's a bit of liver. How do you get liver out of a wedding dress? It's so annoying. Like I said, not what I planned. Especially the bit of liver. That's... But you know, explosions are unpredictable. I think we'll just stick to fireworks for our first anniversary. Not that I've made plans. I have. What can I say? I like to be prepared. It's going to be amazing. But today was not amazing. I mean, don't get me wrong, marrying you, totally amazing. The best day of my life, but killing all those people. Wading through their guts. Oh no, my shoes. I haven't even looked at my shoes. How bad are they? How bad? You're not saying any. Oh no! My crystal slippers. Oh, that's just heartbreaking. Wait, is that an eyeball on my heel? Awkward. Though I must say that it did make it easier to walk in them. You know me, not really a stiletto kind of girl, but it's my wedding day, so I made an effort. Unlike some. Sorry, I'm being petty now. And I really shouldn't be petty. I mean, I got you. I got you and she didn't. And to be fair, her wedding dress is a mess. And she might be missing an eyeball. What? She was looking at you. And I don't like it when people look at you like that. I'm the only one who gets to look at you like that. And I really will be the only one. Now that we're home. Of course. This is not where we're going to be spending our honeymoon. We weren't meant to come here until after the honeymoon, in fact. But I needed to clean up. And I needed to use a dungeon. Basement. It's a dungeon. You know me, I like to be prepared. And the other bride does need somewhere to stay while we're away. Of course she's down there. Darling, you said nothing about letting her go. You said, let her live and I'll marry you. And she's very much alive. She's just chained up. Darling, I keep my promises. I keep every promise I make to you. Remember when we were five? Remember when I said to you, I'm going to love you forever. I'm going to marry you. Wow. I keep my promises. Now, I think you could do with a little bit of a nap. You've had a rough day and I need to do some cleaning up. So why don't we just... It's okay, it's just... a little needle, just a little something to make you sleep. Nothing too drastic. Just a little something to help you relax after a rather trying day. Don't fight it, just drift away. There you go. There you go. Now, are you faking? No, you're out. Today really did not go as planned. But it's okay. We're married now. Everything will be all right in the end. But why did you have to ask me to keep her alive? You know what your problem is? Your heart is too big. But I love that about you. But don't worry, I'm going to keep my promise. She's alive. Now, will she still be alive by the time we come back from our honeymoon? Well, who can say? Starvation can do terrible things. Especially when you're so grievously injured. That definitely is her eyeball. So, I'm going to go and get changed. I'm going to clean up. And then we'll head off to the island. You're going to love it. It's an island paradise. It's called the Last Resort. Oh, look at you. You look so peaceful when you sleep. But I can't watch you now. As much as I want to. I need to get changed. We need to get moving. And after all, we're married. I have forever and a day to watch you sleep. I love you. And I promise you that will never change. Oh. Is that a teardrop? Oh, crying tears of happiness in your sleep. You are so precious. And all mine. All mine.